In southern Norway, about 180 kilometers northwest of Oslo, there is a small town called Vang. The coincidence of names with the recent nickname of the church in Karpach is, of course, no coincidence. This is where the history of the wooden church we are standing in front of began. The village of Vang is almost 900 years old. At the turn of the 12th and 13th centuries, the inhabitants built a small pine log church there. It was one of more than 1,000 similar buildings erected in Scandinavia at that time. Their structure was based on tall wooden pillars, which supported the roof and walls. Hence their name, Stavkirke, which in Norwegian means pillar churches. The newly built church served the inhabitants for several centuries. Over this time, the community of Vang grew significantly, and at the beginning of the 19th century, it became clear that the small church was no longer sufficient for its needs. It became necessary to build a new one. The costs of such an undertaking were considerable, and the small community had to take out a loan to cover them. Upon completion, the already heavily dilapidated old building was to be demolished. The construction work was started in 1839. To make room for the foundations, the first fragments of the old church were then demolished. The works lasted for almost 2 years, although the new church was consecrated in 1840. Therefore, the two churches, the old and the new, stood side by side for several months. Finally, after the consecration ceremony, the worn-out wooden church was ready to be demolished, which could have been the end of its history. But, as we already know, things turned out somewhat differently. Even before construction began, one of Norway's most famous painters, Johan Christian Dahl, took an interest in the fate of the old church. Thanks to him, the church was saved. We will tell you how it found its way to Karpach in the next chapter of our audio guide.